The Europe Report with Kanaan Lipschitz.
Hello, Kanaan.
Hi, Kathy.
It has been too long. How are you?
I'm fine, recovering from a vacation in Israel with the kids. I hope I don't slur during this talk of ours. It's been absolutely exhausting. How have the Chagim been over at your end?
Yeah, very good. Only in Israel it's 2 days. I mean, in Israel it's 1 day, Sukkot. Here it is 2 days. Well, the Yom Tov part of Sukkot anyway. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to just talk to you about this, the story of this Israeli girl who broke the law and is being held in jail. And, why is it a story? Have I got it completely incorrect?
In Israel, I was visiting my aunt in El Fayum in Asheh, a small town, and I saw a huge billboard for Naama Yisachar, a 25-year-old yoga teacher, student teacher, who's been arrested in Moscow on a stopover. She was just catching a flight back from India to Israel, and she was caught with 9 grams of pot. And now the legal threshold for drug dealing is 6 grams in Russia, and she was given 7.5 years in jail. This 25-year-old girl who took some pot with her. It's completely, completely off the charts in terms of
sentencing. The sentence doesn't fit the crime. Do you know if marijuana is legal in Israel?
It's not legal, but it's been decriminalized. And okay, it's not being enforced specifically very much in Russia either. But really, this whole case, this tragedy of a young girl who's being robbed of her 20s, really, turned out to be a cruel game of chess between the U.S., Russia, and Israel, because it is believed that her arrest is a sort of a tit-for-tat for the nearing extradition to the U.S. of Alexei Burkov. This is a hacker supposed to have committed cyber fraud in the U.S., and he's under arrest in Israel. So the Russian judiciary, basically, under orders from the Kremlin, no doubt, thought, well, why don't we just pluck this young girl, put her in jail for an inordinate amount of time, and see if the Israelis break and release Burkov. And this is turning into a major diplomatic issue. Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, even lobbied Putin outright to release her. And Natan Sharansky, the former head of the Jewish agency, who was a prisoner of Zion, said that she's being held for political reasons. Now, the reason that this is significant is, first of all, for people with an Israeli passport, passing through Russia has just become way more dangerous than it used to be. But beyond that, it kind of underlines a subject that we discussed earlier, which is the growth in Aliyah from Russia and the flight of Russian Jews from that country as its judiciary becomes really just a tool for political oppression and manipulation. And thousands are leaving to Israel and other countries in a place that until recently was really a symbol for Jewish revival, because there are synagogues being opened up all over the place in Russia. The only question is who will come to pray in them when Russia is really sliding down into a dictatorship.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have you, because you're going to let us know. Right, Kanaan. No.
Well, hopefully not from Russia. I think I'll avoid that place for a while.
Yeah, stay away from Russia. Kanaan Lipschitz, thank you so much. And we wish you a Shana Tova and a good Yom Tov for Monday and Tuesday, because you're back in the diaspora. So that's where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much. That's Kanaan Lipschitz. He is his Europe correspondent. He writes for many, many papers. He